Hi, I'm Marquesa, and this is Conversations with Quesa. Goals list. Porsche Cayenne, mansion in Newport Beach, millions of followers on social media, $500,000 annual income. Ah, yes, our rudimentary and misleading goals list. I mean, we really, really thought about it, wrote it down, and even made a vision board out of pictures and trite ambiguous phrases that we clipped out of magazines like boss and shine bright. Therefore, the visions of our goals must one, be true, and two, come true. And if they don't come to fruition, well, as society would tell us, it's because we didn't try hard enough. We didn't grind enough. You know, try again next year, bud. Well, society is wrong. Unless you are indeed doing nothing but sitting around eating sourdough bread and barbecue kettle chips all day, delusionally fantasizing but not exerting any sort of energy-making attempts, then if that is you, you need to put down the bread and chips, go look up the nearest ayahuasca retreat, and report back to me in a few weeks after your existential epiphany. But that's not you, so society is wrong. What if I were to tell you that you don't actually want any of those things? Well, you don't actually want any of those things. What you want are the feelings associated with having those things. What if I were to also tell you that you could have those feelings right now without actually having any of those things? Well, you can have those feelings right now without actually having any of those things. Our goals are a state of mind. You know, whether you have the specific goals I mentioned above, Porsche Cayenne, mansion in Newport, a lot of followers on social media, whatever, whatever, chances are you have some goals that fall within those categories. So throughout this podcast, I'm going to be targeting and I'm going to be saying you. And when I'm saying this, I'm not only talking to you in terms of listeners, but in terms of myself as well. So I don't want anyone to feel specifically targeted. But again, I want to say you're not looking for items. You're looking for feelings. Your goals are to feel good. I've said it once. I'll say it a million times. Everyone's ultimate goal is to feel good. Good feelings. You want the fancy car because you think it'll make you feel a certain way. Cool, respected, happy, admired, whatever. And maybe having it does help you achieve those feelings. Temporarily. What I'm saying is it's absolutely not necessary. And in most cases, it actually doesn't help you achieve those feelings you are seeking. Because you realize it's a quick, fleeting pleasure placeholder of what you really wanted all along. You know, perhaps you want the nice car because you want to feel accomplished or admired, special, unique, ego, whatever. And yes, to a much lesser degree, it can be more comfortable and luxurious, but that's to a much lesser degree. I think you're probably admiring the wrong people. You probably want all of the aforementioned goals because you think that they will provide you with those much sought-after feelings. Not only are you most likely wrong, but that tells me you're probably also admiring the wrong people, and that you may be striving to be admired for the wrong reasons. Admiring people based on what they have versus who they are has always been a strange concept to me. Most of the time, your assumptions go something like this. Wow, you have X, so you must be all of these great things that I admire and desire, i.e. respectable, hardworking, accomplished, whatever, fill in the blank. But you don't actually know if that person is any of those things. Maybe their perverted sugar mama or sugar daddy bought them their car only after they compromised their morals and values. And that's why they have that car. Maybe they paid for all of their followers on social media. Or maybe they are famous by some pathetic means, like having a huge fake butt or slurring the words Gucci Gang 800 times over a catchy beat. Or maybe they made, this is the biggest to me, maybe they made a bunch of money off of screwing over the have-nots and you're admiring them. My call to action is, let's admire people and things that are actually worth admiring. Like someone who had to face extreme adversity to become the generous, compassionate, accomplished, and righteous, honest individual they are. Or even someone who didn't have to face adversity and is still all of those things. Or someone who dedicated their life to the greater good, fighting the good political fight to help those who can't help themselves. Or someone who devoted years to discovering a cure for a serious ailment. Or who volunteered countless hours at a homeless shelter. Or even simply a well-balanced person. Altruism, authenticity, courage, unconditional love. Let's admire those things. I'm not saying you shouldn't have those goals per se. I'm just saying you can already have the badass feelings you want right now while you're on the path of attainment. You can simultaneously be content while having the desire for more. So you can strive for that Porsche, just feel good doing about it. Feel good about doing it. Why do you think there's so much research that has been done that indicates that those who are the happiest are, in fact, those who appear to have the least? Yes. Okay. Casually ghost riding your white Porsche Cayenne up and down Rodeo would be dope. And having a bunch of random Guidos follow you on social media, hyping you up every time you post a painfully hackneyed salad picture, geotagging Whole Foods, duh. Or having basic social climbing gremlins slide in your DM, that would be flattering. And yeah, having a crazy sick pad and noops to buy, to spend $500K to blow on nothing but bougie summer pool parties, fresh business attire, street gear so people know you're wealthy and important, and overpriced waterfront dining experiences, you know, the ones with like insultingly small portions, but you're not insulted because you're a rich person now and this is how they eat. That would all be pretty epic. Also, pretty pathetic if it's anything other than supplemental and a side dish along something deeper. You need to have something more meaningful guiding you, like the contribution to something greater than yourself. Not a list, but a diagram. If we were being honest, our goals list would look more like a diagram. Each one would be relatively different because we all have unique desires, goals, values, and definitions of such. The one universal thing, though, would be the center. And the center would be a circle with two words, good feelings. All of the other desires and associated sub-goals would flare out from there. Porsche, mansion, name brand handbag, infinity pool, love, companionship, Yeezys, whatever shoes you like, financial security, etc. Then we could continue to flare out and create more subcategories and sub-goals, but I'm just keeping it simple for the sake of example. That's what it would look like. All of that being said, humans are complex, so we can guess why people want things, but we may never be right. What I do know, again, is that everyone wants to feel good. That's at the epicenter of everything. All other desires radiate out from that. If you choose a goal you want, you can work it all the way back and see that the reason you want it is, where it comes from is good feelings. That's the epicenter. Okay. So how do we feel good right now? All of my research and anecdotal experience points to six things. Number one, gratitude. Recitation of affirmations, being grateful and appreciative. Two, contribution to something greater than yourself. Contribute to global community, society, spirituality, values. Three, mindfulness. Meditation, consciousness, being present, living in the now. Four, knowing yourself. Identifying your authentic values, purpose, and worth. Five, challenge. Keeping your mind and body active. Exceeding your own expectations. Six, interdependence and companionship. This is feeling love, giving love, spending time with interesting people. I'm pretty sure we only have one human episode of consciousness like this, so you might as well spend your time enjoying it. That means you better whip around in that paint-peeling, side-mirror-taped-on having hoop-de-doop-de tin can of a car you drive like you're the goddamn Perrier of carbonated waters you are. It is your personal right and duty to feel good. And you better not allow anyone the power or authority to take that from you ever. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in learning more, you can go to MarquesaSchroeder.com. Again, that's MarquesaSchroeder.com, and the link is in the description. As a final note, I wanted to say, kind of head people off here. I don't want to cross a line or make people feel bad with any of the content I create, including my podcasts. That is not my goal. Yet, sometimes in my good-hearted attempts, I do exactly that. I'm just trying to bring awareness to aspects of society that I believe need more transparency. You know, a large majority of the content I create is based on personal scenarios, personal challenges, and personal struggles. So even though it may seem like I'm pointing the finger at others, I'm really pointing it at myself as well. We are all human. We all have flaws, and we all need to get along. I like to say, you are weird, I am weird, and we need each other to survive, so we might as well not be terrible. Lastly, my content may seem incongruent, but that is by design. We are funny, and we're serious. We are satisfied, and we have the desire for more. So to some degree, the incongruities of being human make life interesting. They exist, so we might as well understand, know, use, embrace, and feel empowered by them. Above all else, I want to remind you, life is good, things are interesting, and people love you.